Whip around. Whip around. Whip, 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 whip around.
This is a rare statement. I'm going to give Ham some credit here.
Huh? Okay. I'm curious where this is going.
I was not expecting. He doesn't get credit for whatever that was. Ham has revealed, I don't know about on air, but it's something that has always stuck with me. Ham likes to go hiking in his free time. He's a hiker.
Correct.
A mountaineer, if you will. Traversing the highest peaks.
In his black jeans, but still.
That's the thing. Says he always wears jeans, no matter whether it's a near the beach, even though he doesn't go to the beach.
I will later this month, I'll go to the beach in jeans.
In jeans. Doesn't make any sense. It's not the dark ages. We've invented different fabrics for different activities.
How effed up are your legs that we can't see them?
He's got his leg up on the table.
God.
Oh, my God.
It looks like imitation crab meat.
You're as white as me. They're hairy and translucent.
Gross.
On this one, I'm missing a patch of hair. Look at that.
God. They've never seen the sun, man.
Yeah, those are seriously white as marshmallows.
Now you know the cross I have to bear, why I hide these puppies.
Okay, but if you let those puppies hang every once in a while out in the sun, then they won't be all... In fact, your lower leg like that, very easy to get sun because if you just wear shorts, just in your day-to-day, you'll get a little sun on
I'll absorb too much sunlight.
I want you to go to a planet tan later and see if they'll let you just stick your legs in it.
Just to get a bang.
Just below the knee.
Right.
Just foot to...
You lay on the floor and just stick your legs up into the tanning bed.
Sir, we have to close the door on here.
I just need the legs.
Why Ham deserves credit here.
Okay.
Yeah, back to the original premise.
While... I was in Europe, in Switzerland, doing hiking. I saw tens of people hiking in jeans and just normal clothing. I saw women wearing...
Well, they were all women.
Blouses. Just like they... Seriously, a couple of women, it looked like they were going to a PTA meeting or something. They were just middle-aged women, and they were just dressed in long skirts.
Pantsuits?
Not quite a pantsuit, but just not outdoors...
Garb, yeah.
If you will. And they're just lapping. They're just moving right past me as I'm huffing and puffing in my dry fit, whatever garbage overpaid for clothing.
Just hugging your Gandalf stick to help you traverse.
Pants. You could take them anywhere. That's my slogan.
It's a bad slogan.
Quite the politician you are.
Yeah, it doesn't really say anything. I don't know what point you're even trying to make there. But I was taken aback by how many people were just wearing jeans and collared shirts, and just...
Like they got dropped onto a mountain
seriously,
from work?
Yeah, or like they got lost on the map, and they're just in the mountains now, and they're hiking in pants.
You got your North Face dry wick shirt on, and
basically
cargo shorts.
Now, these pants people, are they wearing hiking boots, or are they wearing just normal shoes?
A lot of people just normal shoes.
That's always my concern is whenever you go hiking and see people wearing flip-flops and just shoes that should not be on the mountain.
Like baseball cleats?
Yes.
Get your metal spikes.
Track cleats.
Flippers.
I didn't see anybody with flippers. But every time I saw one of these people, I thought of Ham and I thought, are we over-geared?
No.
Could we just all be wearing the same... Because I pretty much wear the same thing every day, no matter
what. We know.
Could I just wear...
We all do.
...my typical everyday, and it wouldn't make any difference? Are we all being scammed by big clothier?
Well, there, yes, because you normally just wear a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, I copied you for half a year, and you didn't know.
Ham would be the one that would stick out in most places, I would think...
Apparently not.
Wearing his everyday stuff. Because you're just basically Gordon, where you wear your denim jacket and your
quick t-shirt.
Black jeans.
Yeah. I don't have a quick t-shirt.
Your Switchfoot shirt.
Well, this is a sand dune t-shirt.
Switchfoot Tour 2023
right.
T-shirt.
Thank God for God shirt.
God, I love God.
God, I love God.
How many... people did you see in their chairs dressed like me on your hiking trail?
Okay, I did. Funny you bring that up. Not on the mountain trail.
Funny as in disability is
hilarious,
funny.
Yeah.
It would be funny if you're like, yeah, I saw one guy just flying down the mountain.
Good way to go out. I say yes. I wanted this. So.
Thank you.
On the beaches of Nice, France, there are, one, it's a rock beach. It's not sandy. So it's just a billion little rocks of varying sizes. And it's kind of a steep cliff once you're right to the water. There's kind of a steep cliff and you go down and then it gets fairly deep fairly quick. But what these people were doing is they had these beach chairs that were made specifically for the handicapped among us.
Oh.
Where they could be wheeled all the way from the back area of where you first, there was a big, you would have loved this, there was a huge ramp to go down to the beach next to the stairs. So if you had somebody with wheels, those all wheeled up, then
thank you.
They could have easily gotten down to the beach, and then they're transferred onto this. Whoa. I wish I took a picture.
Dude, is it these?
Yeah, it was exactly like
dude,
that.
Dude, you gotta get one
or
of these.
It's got the, it's got all-terrain wheels on it, and it's like a soft chair, like a beach chair. Like you would.
But it's a beach chair wheelchair?
Yeah. And they would wheel these crips, if you will.
Gosh.
You would get stuck in the sand if you went in your normal chair.
Yeah, right. For
this,
sure.
In go. This chair, you could go anywhere.
You go 4x4 with this chair. This thing is nice.
And I gotta, yeah, I get stuck and then I gotta deal with.
This one's just a rickshaw.
That's like a rickshaw beach wheelchair. Back to a conversation we had a few weeks ago about rickshaws.
Well, where are all the rickshaws at?
I will say.
That is solving a problem. Because, yeah, if I get stuck for more than 5 minutes, PETA's trying to push me back in.
PETA?
I'm like, hold on. A person.
PETA's not pushing you back in the water, you idiot. They could just ask you, are you a whale? And you could answer no, and it'd be fine. There was, though.
That whale would say.
Yeah.
Get back in, you whale.
We know your tricks, whale. You're not falling for that. Everybody kick him back in. No.
Get the dynamite.
Quick. So, in the water, this handicapped person was also in the water, and they were trying to get him back up to the shore, and they had, it was a bigger guy,
mm-hmm.
I will say. It was a grown adult man. And I think it was just something wrong with his foot. I don't think he was fully capped like you. This was just like a little foot issue.
You gotta stop shorthanding like, yeah. Every all these words.
Saving no time.
Right.
Saving time. We don't
he's
have...
stopping us down though.
And they could not get this guy back up the little ridge.
Oh no.
And lady friend was like, you need to go help them.
You're like, lady,
you're just springing into action
every week.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation.
This is the one time that I'm not helping someone who's handicapped.
She wanted you to go David Hasselhoff, some big fat bobbin guy in the water.
They didn't make these beaches ridge proof for these handicapped people.
I think they got him in the water, and I don't know if they were specifically. I think he was just too big or something because
for the ocean.
My God.
Maybe it was just a bad spot that they were bringing him, but I'm telling you, if you can imagine, I'm so bad at describing, but like once it's the gradual hill down towards the water,
okay.
And then right before where the waves break, it's a pretty steep drop, I would say. A pretty steep angle. So even me without water shoes on, walking back up and getting out of the water, like I had to brace myself with my hands to get up this hill. It's that steep of a hill and the waves are crashing and stuff. So
yeah.
So you're just sitting there bobbing in the water?
Well, they're trying to get him up and then the waves would come in and it would knock him off kilter a little bit and they'd have to give it a second to, and they just couldn't get out. And I didn't notice at first because I'm the least observant person on the planet. I'm just splashing the water and oh, this is nice.
You got your floaties
on. Yeah, it's kind of cold, but I like it. It's kind of cold in a good way. She's like, you need to go help them. Like they need help.
Why is this on
you? What do you want me to do? Call a tugboat?
That was the first thing I said. Why is this my problem? Why do I have to? I'm going to mess it up. I don't want to be part of someone filming here. And
I already broke Monty's chair. I can't break another guy's chair.
Yeah, I didn't think about that at the time, but that is true. I'm kind of bad luck about the chairs or with the chairs. So
you to chairs is the sweet spot to Sebastian Walcott.
Yeah, I guess so. That new sentence.
I don't know
unlocked.
If the people in France would have understood what you meant by that, though.
Yeah, they.
Sebastian who?
Have no idea the Rangers farm system, as far as I know. So I was like, all right, I kind of started wading over there a little bit, and then thank God someone else came and just picked him up
Didn't pick him up,
but it was clearly way stronger and was able to just pull the chair out from behind and everything was fine. But I did think about you on the trip, both of y'all thought about Ham with his jeans.
What a waste of a trip. At least you were like, man, he's like, wow, Ham actually might be on to something. These people are out hiking. And then he saw this gigantic French blob stuck in the water.
Someone just like that.
He's like, oh yeah, there's Monty.
Look, I don't pick what reminds me of people. I don't pick my scenarios in life. I just relay what happens. And there was a Monty scenario that happened on the beaches of France and made me think of you. What do you want from me?
Well, I'm glad you had a great trip.
Now, I didn't think of y'all to buy any kind of souvenir or anything.
No pig mask? Yeah.
I figured I was looking for fun stuff like that, but I didn't really see anything fun.
You're supposed to get us a pig mask from every country you go to.
Every continent.
If I would have seen one.
Right.
Maybe next time.
And he kept it for himself.
Yeah. They got a honeymoon coming up.